From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people and wounding 78 others. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says peace in Syria is not possible with President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with CNN, Nikki Haley said there is not any sort of option where a political solution is going to happen with Assad at the head of the regime. In comments for a Sunday broadcast on CBS, Secretary of State Tillerson said, "The first priority is to defeat the ISIS, and once the ISIS threat has been reduced or eliminated, I think we can turn our attention directly to stabilizing the situation in Syria." On Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump went to one of his golf courses on the Florida Atlantic coast for a second consecutive day. White House officials were tight-lipped about the president's activities Saturday and Sunday, which were known to have included time on the golf course and a long phone conversation with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In the most recent conversation, Abe told reporters he and the U.S. president frankly exchanged opinions about North Korea and Syria following Thursday's U.S. Navy strike on